Imagine spending a third of your life somewhere you dread going. That's the reality for most workers today. Jacob Morgan's research reveals a startling truth. Only 6% of companies have mastered creating workplaces where people genuinely want to be. This isn't just a feel-good issue, it's a business imperative. Companies investing in employee experience outperform peers by staggering margins, 4.4x higher profits, 40% lower turnover, and consistently better stock returns. As automation reshapes work, the question becomes urgent. Will your organization force humans to work like robots or design environments that leverage uniquely human capabilities? The employer-employee relationship has undergone a dramatic transformation. We've moved through distinct eras, each representing a fundamental shift in how organizations view their people. First came the utility era, the most basic relationship, where organizations provided minimal tools and employees received paychecks. Next, the productivity era emerged, where managers used stopwatches to optimize worker efficiency. The engagement era marked a revolutionary shift toward considering what employees actually care about. Yet most engagement efforts remain cosmetic, like putting fresh paint on a junkyard car without fixing the engine. Today, we're entering the employee experience era, which represents a fundamental redesign of organizations around the intersection of employee expectations, needs, and wants, and the organizational design of those expectations, needs, and wants. Despite heavy investment in engagement initiatives, global engagement metrics remain inconsistent and low. Gallup reports just 13% worldwide engagement, while Aon claims 65%. Traditional models effectively make average the ceiling rather than the baseline for employee satisfaction. The talent landscape has transformed dramatically. The global economy faces a shortage of 40 million college-educated workers by 2020, while industry boundaries have dissolved. Coca-Cola now competes with Toyota for talent, and McDonald's with Airbus. Meanwhile, technology has revolutionized work patterns, and platforms like Glassdoor have shifted power dynamics by exposing workplace realities. Exceptional employee experiences start with a compelling reason for being, a purpose that transcends conventional business objectives. Unlike traditional mission statements focused on market leadership or shareholder value, true purpose answers, what impact does the organization have on the world? It should avoid mentioning profits or customers and represent an unattainable goal that drives continuous big thinking. Examples include Airbnb's Belong Anywhere and Google's mission to organize the world's information and make it universally accessible and useful. Salesforce demonstrates this commitment through its 1-1-1 model, dedicating 1% of its technology, people, and resources to improving communities worldwide. This purpose, embedded in its DNA since founding, helps explain its high ranking in Morgan's research. The reason for being serves as the umbrella covering the three employee experience environments: physical space, technology, and culture. The physical environment comprises 30% of employee experience, yet nearly 90% of workers worldwide remain dissatisfied with their workspaces. Exceptional physical spaces share four key characteristics, abbreviated as COOL. Chooses to bring in friends or visitors. When employees eagerly show off their workplace, it signals they value their environment. Organizations like Facebook and Airbnb encourage visitors, turning workspaces into recruitment tools. Offers flexibility. About half of U.S. jobs allow partial telework, with 80 to 90% of employees desiring some remote work. Employees now rank flexibility just below competitive salary and importance. What was once a perk is now an expectation. Organizations' values are reflected. A workplace's physical space immediately reveals its authentic values. Facebook's open floor plans, eclectic art, and flexible workspaces visibly demonstrate values like be bold and be open. Leverages multiple workspace options. Rather than debating open versus closed offices, forward-thinking organizations offer varied spaces for different activities. Workplaces need multiple environments to support the 21 different workplace activities identified across 110,000 employees. Even with budget constraints, organizations can create engaging workspaces through employee involvement. One company gave volunteers a modest IKEA budget, resulting in cost savings and genuine pride in spaces employees help design. Technology serves as the glue and nervous system powering organizations. To create a great technological environment, focus on the ACE approach. Availability to everyone. Organizations create frustration when they limit access to new technologies. The San Diego Zoo exemplified this principle by transforming classroom training into online learning accessible to all 3,000 employees, from cashiers to zoologists. Consumer-grade technology. Excessive emphasis on enterprise-grade often results in clunky tools. The most effective enterprise tools now model themselves after consumer technologies. Ask, would employees choose similar tools in their personal lives? Employee needs versus business requirements. Most IT departments focus on technical checklists rather than understanding how employees actually work, like ordering a car with specific features but receiving a technically compliant yet unusable vehicle. Organizations average just a D+ grade for technological environment in Morgan's research. Technology either empowers people or renders them powerless. Which outcome is your organization creating? Culture is the environment you feel, the excitement or dread about going to work. Unlike physical and technological environments, culture exists whether you consciously design it or not, making intentional creation essential. A celebrated culture encompasses 10 key attributes. Company is viewed positively. Everyone feels valued. Legitimate sense of purpose. Employees feel like they're part of a team. Believes in diversity and inclusion. Referrals come from employees. Ability to learn new things. Treats employees fairly. Executives and managers are coaches. Dedicated to employee health and wellness. Each element shapes how employees experience work daily. When university fundraisers met scholarship recipients who benefited from their work, productivity increased by 400%, demonstrating how connecting to purpose creates genuine meaning. Google's research identified being a good coach as the number one behavior of great managers, while Gallup found that managers account for 70% variance in employee engagement. The data is compelling. Experiential organizations outperform their peers across key metrics. They appear on customer service excellence lists twice as often as others combined and are recognized for innovation 4.5x more frequently. They dominate best workplace lists 6x more often than others. Financially, they operate with 20% fewer employees while maintaining 40% lower turnover, generating 2.1x average revenue, 4.4x average profit, and significantly higher per employee productivity. Their stock performance consistently outperforms benchmark indices, and they pay employees 1.6x more than others. Creating exceptional employee experiences is possible for any organization, regardless of size, industry, or location. Even giants like Microsoft and Apple have successfully transformed with 115,000 employees each. The journey begins with genuine care for employees, a fundamental distinction between truly experiential organizations and others. These companies don't invest in employee experiences primarily for business value. They invest because they genuinely care, and the business benefits follow naturally. Build experiences with employees, not just for them. Maintain transparency, seek feedback, and involve employees in the design process. As automation and organizational redesign reshape work, companies must choose: put employees at the center or continue business as usual. The future belongs to organizations that master this art. Will yours be among them?